Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
These are the 15 signs you'll get divorced, right? Statistics that you'll either look at and go, okay, I'm doing pretty good here. Or maybe there are some red flags that some of these statistics show that your marriage is in a bad place right here, okay? And I'm not going to go through all 15 of them, just the ones that there's some that are really, really random in here. I'm just going to skip through and we'll have the whole list up online. But if you're a woman who got married before the age of 18, your marriage faces a 48% likelihood of divorce within 10 years.
Yeah, the older you are when you get married, the more likely it is to last.
Yeah, this thing goes on and basically says the same thing here, Jen. The risk drops to 40% for women who married at age 18 or 19, drops further to 29% for women who married at age 20 to 24, and drops even further to 24% for women who married at age 25 or older.
And I just finished reading Elizabeth Gilbert's Committed. It's her second book, Following E, Pray, Love, and she does a lot of history, a lot of research on the history of marriage. Mm-hmm. And the good news, ladies, is if you wait until you're in your 50s, then you will virtually, you have zero risk of getting divorced.
What?
How awesome.
Because you're going to be dead a few years after you get married.
You wait till you're 50, post-50, your marriage is going to last for the rest of your life.
Clooney on the guy's side, the only guy that got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
But from time to time on the show, we'll talk to like an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old that's marrying like a 26-year-old, and she's sure that's going to work out just fine. Well, statistics say it's probably not. If you have two sons, you face a 36.9% likelihood of divorce. But if you have two daughters, the likelihood rises to 43.1%.
Really? I don't think that's true. Because my family, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. It's only two of us. My parents are divorced.
Well, why do you think that is? Like, statistics overall say that it must be that young girls are tougher to deal with as a couple than boys are?
Or just the way to handle women. Because, I think, you know, there's so many restrictions put on girls and rules and morals and everything, I think, more so than guys, young boys. And so I wonder if the parents fight about that. You know,
that's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems really random that it would be any different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think boys are just as difficult.
I don't know. There must be something different. If your child has been diagnosed with ADHD, you're 22.7% more likely to divorce before the child turns 8 years old than parents of child without ADHD. I think this probably goes with any childhood sickness. We see this on Burt's Big Adventure a lot. The majority of women that go on Burt's Big Adventure and take their kids on the trip are single moms.
Because of the added pressure?
Well, it's a strain on the relationship.
Sure. If you are currently married but have cohabitated with a lover other than your current spouse, you're slightly more than twice as likely to divorce than someone who has never cohabitated.
Twice as likely? Do they give any reason why?
This particular paragraph just goes on to say a widely quoted 2003 study by Western Washington University found that women who cohabit with anyone besides their future husbands face a raised divorce risk ranging from 55 to 166%. But those who cohabit only with their future husbands face no elevated risk at all.
Huh, that's interesting.
But there's just no way of telling if the dude that you're living with right now is going to end up your husband. You think so, but if not, then things don't look so good. That's odd.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more about making the right choices in men.
In what way? What do you mean?
Like if you could deduct that, the women who made the right choice in the men and cohabitated with them and then married them had a successful relationship, but the women who choose poor relationships all along the way and cohabit with all of them maybe end up in divorce?
Yeah, and 55 to 166% of you are doing that.
But in the moment, I mean, how do you know that you're in a bad relationship when you choose it?
You don't, right. Yeah. There's only two more here, and then the rest will be up online. If you're an African-American woman, your first marriage has a 47% likelihood of ending in divorce within 10 years.
Good Lord.
Wow, 47%.
47.
Too many numbers.
Wow.
If you're an African-American woman, your first marriage has a 47% likelihood of ending in divorce within 10 years.
Yeah, as an African-American woman for the next 27 days now, I'm really concerned about that.
You have to explain that.
Because we're all following different magazines for the month. Their advice, and Essence magazine is mine.
For Hispanic women, the likelihood is 34% of ending within 10 years. For Caucasian women, it's 32%, and Asian women, it's 20%. And the statistics, man, if you're – these make sense. If you're a woman serving actively in the military, your marriage is 250% more likely to end in divorce than that of a man serving actively in the military. That part I don't quite understand.
Well, guys cheat a lot. I mean, I could see that happening if your woman's away for 7, 8, 9 months.
But it's happening either way if your guy's away.
I don't think as much.
If you're a woman serving actively in the military, your marriage is 250% more likely to end in divorce than a man serving actively in the military.
It could be the fact that it's only been in the past few decades that women have been active in the military serving to where they have to leave. So maybe it's just something that people aren't used to or families aren't used to
statistics.
And they're judging it more or something. I don't know.
So we'll post those up online so for sure you can avoid those all day long.
The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.